So he's Kurt. Kurt, say hi.
Hi.
I'm Adam. We're Chainsaw Rocket Launcher.
We are Chainsaw Rocket Launcher.
Basically here to give you our, I'm going to say, half-baked, half-cooked, mediocre opinion of all things music, television, film, interactive, game-related. On a weekly basis.
Not novel technology.
Yeah.
And so we're things that tickle our fancy.
Yeah, tickle, well, lots of things tickle my... But, you know, that's a different show.
That's a different...
Is what that is. That is a
that's
totally
our, that's our Camp 4.
Yeah. You know who you are, Camp 4.
Yeah.
You know who you are. But, anyway, now that that's out of the way, I think kind of, at least what's been on the tip of my tongue as of late, and shush you. The thing that's been on the tip of my tongue lately, at least the last 4 or 5 days, especially because we're getting real close to it, is E3.
Yeah.
Monday. It happens. It starts. I think you said Microsoft kicks something off on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. They're actually set to unveil a slew of actual Natal games. Or, like, announce them. I shouldn't say unveil. I assume, you know, like, the Dodge'em game where it looks like you just kind of reach out, slap something to ricochet it back.
Right, right. I saw a demo. I think it was called Milo.
Milo is the interactive... where it's like you could pick stuff up and kind of hand it to them.
Right.
Which, the more... I mean, that's kind of ridiculous that they'd have that many objects pre-rendered. I mean, otherwise, it'd just be like some great... It looked like MS Paint. Milo playing with a soccer ball.
Yeah, that you doodled up.
Let me add a disclaimer. Before. The idea of kicking a soccer ball to Milo sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah,
and
that is how large TVs get.
That's how the lanyard on the Wiimote happened, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, that is... Well, you know, we can just get a soccer ball and just attach it to someone's ankle. More or less have the same...
That's skip it, is what it sounds like.
Okay. So that's what Microsoft's going to unveil. Like, their big skip it.
Well, okay, multiple games.
Multiple games. Skip it included.
But
no, Milo, I think Peter Molyneux is attached to it. Is that... Am I totally off base there?
You might be right. I mean, honestly don't.
I mean, even if he isn't, he's arguably one of the industry's...
Probably attached just to the general product.
That seems like his thing, because he is such a shyster. You know, it's like, this is it. Like, oh, you can talk to Milo, you can get him to fucking jack off on screen, it's the best thing ever. Just wait till it happens, you know? And then you go and you back and you think of Black and White.
It's just going to be the bait and switch.
You get real annoyed, you're like, okay, I have been smacking this cow around for 3 hours, and it still shits wherever it wants.
Cows?
Wherever it wants.
Cows just don't give a fuck.
Cows just don't give a fuck. But, I mean, it's funny that you bring up Black and White in the bait and switch, because what is that, but if not a gimmick? And here's the bigger question. It's like, is Natal a gimmick?
Which is what, I feel like the demos, I mean, demos are always skewed, if you guys recall, any Red Steel preview. Don't work like that. It's all those previews. I mean, it's real easy to intentionally lead you in the wrong direction. I mean, bait and switch. Yeah, that's the
bait
idea.
And switch. But I feel like we're getting a lot of I think when it came out the first time, I called the Wii a big gimmick because the simple fact of the matter was graphically it wasn't as impressive as what was about to come out. Yeah, and what was already out. And really the only thing I saw different in it was the fact that, like, there's this little white thing I can waggle around at a screen, and oh my god, you know, shit happens. And you know, Sony did it with their six-axis controller that I still don't know what the hell that's supposed to
they
do.
They did and they didn't do it, but I get what you're saying. But it seems like people fall into two groups with any sort of new motion technology, where they either see the immediate potential of it and, like, things that it can do, regardless of its limitations. I mean, it sets your imagination off, which is great. And then there's the people who are just like, this is different. This isn't going to work. And, I mean, just straight up naysayers off the bat.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah.
I'm the naysayer.
I am the optimist, because I was like, huh, I can swing a sword. I mean, grand beyond that and shoot a gun. You get kind of limited. But, I mean, it does... The idea of adding another dimension, I was all about. And there are people that had more creative ideas than me than, yeah, sword and... Gun.
Then again, then, you know, that being said, I think I've said this a thousand times, Resident Evil 4 on the Wii is one of my all-time favorite experiences.
You know, it was fantastic on the GameCube, but it was brilliant to translate that. I mean,
yeah, there's something about having to actually aim.
Well, it worked with the stop, because you